talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue lie.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the back to the front lines of history in the making as we speak. You know, I've talked about voter suppression, and one of the main tactics of the Republican Party is to attack the poll workers themselves. The secretaries of state, even the Republicans, even Brad Raffensperger from Georgia, who are responsible for certifying the counting of the ballots, election commissioners, what they've done, for instance, in Georgia, is to take the power by legislation, take the power away from the secretary of the state, the county election commissioners, and put it in the legislature. The legislature in Georgia from now on will count the votes. Legislature is a gerrymandered, illegitimate Republican legislature, bringing to mind Stalin's dictum, doesn't matter who people vote for, what matters is who counts the votes. Well, I'm going to put a face on this. This is actually happening around the country, and I'm going to go to Iowa. And, you know, I say these things, and yes, they're in the news, and sometimes people think, well, Matt, how bad can it be? Are there any individuals you can point to that have got swept up in this and are being forced out by the Republican Party? Yeah, well, we're going to put a face on it right now. We're going to put a face on it right now. There's a woman named Rosanna Moritz, M-O-R-I-T-Z, in Davenport, Iowa. Down there, the local election commissioners get elected, and she was unopposed for her fourth term. People like her. She's honest as the day is long. Rosanna Moritz. She is the chief election officer in Davenport, Iowa. A new law was passed by the Republicans in Iowa that imposes fines and criminal penalties on election officials for a lot of things, and most election officials are not lawyers. Some of them went to work right out of high school. They don't know the law. There is an old adage in the law that, quote, ignorance of the law is no excuse. And that's true. You know, if you commit murder, you can't say, I didn't know it was against the law. People are going to laugh at you. But when a corrupt Republican gerrymandered scheme takes place that criminalizes your conduct that you take in good faith as an election official, you truly don't know the law. So Rosanna Moritz is facing in this coming term that she can go to prison. For instance, if she authorizes, remember, she is the chief election official in Davenport, Iowa. She was elected. And she has the power to authorize, for instance, overtime or some additional expenditures if there's a problem at the polls, long lines. You know, with COVID, people, the social distancing and the masks, and sometimes they vote absentee and there's a crush of ballots, and she has to make a very quick decision. What do I need to collect this stuff? So she approved $9,400 in overtime and in money to get this counted. This is typical. She'd been reelected four times, last time unopposed. Well, now the Republicans have said, if you don't get prior approval for that from basically Republican officials who may not give approval, go to prison. You go to prison, not just you get reprimanded or that's going to be a check mark. You go to prison. Rosanna Moritz has decided that this is her last term. She is the face of fair elections in Davenport, Iowa, and she said, I don't need this. My family doesn't need this. they pass all these things. I don't, you know, I'll study them. Obviously, we get training. But if I have to make a snap decision and a guy isn't available to get Republican approval, for instance, to tell the election people here to stay on an extra hour, and of course we have to pay them then for the extra hour, I ain't doing it. I'm not taking a chance. Now, you and I know the odds of a prosecutor in Davenport going after Rosanna Moritz for authorizing some overtime to get the job done are very low, but they're not zero. You get a local hot dog who says, well, maybe I want to be governor someday. I'm going to be tough on crime. You've got a lot of diseased intellects and personalities out there. You really do. So they squeezed her out. They squeezed her out. They'll get a Republican in there. I don't know if she's a Republican or Democrat. She may well be a Republican. Probably is. But she's honest. They'll get somebody in there who doesn't have her experience and is subject to manipulation. In southwestern Ohio, Ohio is a very big state in terms of population. There are 14 election districts in southwestern Ohio, and one in four of their election officials has quit or left. One in four in Kansas have quit or left. 21 in Pennsylvania have quit or left. Ohio, Kansas, and Pennsylvania all have Republican legislatures. Iowa has a Republican legislature. The Rosanna Moritzes around the country are getting out because the Republicans are criminalizing innocent behavior by perfectly honest poll workers who have been in for a long time and have the confidence of the community. The idea is to sow chaos in elections. The idea is to make elections uncertain. And new people coming in, some will be simply Republican partisans who will change the vote, who will change the vote to say that Trump or his successor win. But some of them are simply going to be good people who naively think, well, it'd be sort of neat to be an election commissioner. And they get in there and they realize that they are treading on hot coals. I mean, they can go to prison for a very, very innocent transgression. For instance, not getting pre-approval for some Republican who may be hard to get hold of when they have to face a decision. Do we pay a couple of these people a little extra overtime to actually do their job, honestly? You know, take a look at elections in Asia, Africa, and South America. Many of them are crooked. Not all of them, but many of them are crooked. There are gunfights after the presidential election. A strong man gets in. The Republican Party is steering the United States to those kinds of elections. It's unconstitutional. It's very wrong. So far, it has been resisted by very, very brave election officials, many of them Republicans. The guy in Georgia, a Republican. Guy in Philadelphia, a Republican. Guy in Michigan, Republican, and so forth. But that's not going to last forever. The Republican Party is deliberately subverting our elections, and we will end up with Asian, African, or South American elections. We go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Man, how long can they be expected to hold the line, you know, what those things are doing? Hope you had a good fourth weekend. Real quick, Paul Krugman's got an article apparently talking about it's morning in America for Joe Biden, and now he's creating jobs at over $600,000 a month, almost double what Reagan did in the 80s. So it's apparent to me why they're so against the stimulus for the infrastructure, because it'll work, and they don't want anything that's successful to happen to him or this country, for that matter. They don't care. They become so tribal that all they want to do is obstruct anything that, you know, enhances the bottom line of the country, for crying out loud. I never thought I'd see this kind of behavior, but that's what they're up to in my mind.
Right. And, you know, that's an important point. There are two ways they're doing it. One way is they're just opposing anything. You know, the infrastructure bill would create tens of thousands of high-paying union jobs rebuilding our roads, bridges, airports, water supply, broadband, and they're trying to nickel and dime it down, and they're going to ultimately oppose it. The second thing is even smaller things like a $300 extra in unemployment comp paid for by the federal government in every state for people on unemployment comp. And they're opposing that. 25 Republican legislatures have said we're not going to accept that. Fortunately, and we talked about this in the last hour, Larry Hogan of Maryland, a Republican, did it. And a judge stood up to him, got in his face and said, no, we're going to continue to receive that here under Maryland law. They are doing it partly, and some of them, they just are opposed to people on unemployment comp because they think they don't vote for Republicans. That's not true. I mean, there's a lot of people in the Republican base who are having a tough time. But the second thing that they want to do is, and you're exactly right, stick it to Joe Biden, nail Joe Biden, make Joe Biden look unsuccessful. With Obama, they got together initially and said, our major purpose is not to get him a second term. With Hillary Clinton, when it looked like she was ahead, they said, we will not support a single Supreme Court appointment for 4 years. Their goal is nihilism and vandalism. The Republican Party is part of the problem. The Republican Party is the problem. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.